So the Canadian national women's team rests some starters and still beats Germany, thanks to an unbelievable goal by Tangredi at the end. They're 3-0. They win their group. Australia is a higher-ranked team. Germany is a higher-ranked team. What are you thinking of this group right now?
I'm thinking that the FIFA rankings really are completely pointless. You know, I mean, in women's soccer especially, outside the top two or three teams, they're all pretty similar. It's been a good performance so far. Hasn't been perfect. I mean, Australia weren't very good, and Canada, you know, played quite well in that game. Zimbabwe are terrible. Should have been more than 3-1. And Germany weren't very good either, but they are legitimate contenders for this championship. And taking nothing away from Canada, like I said, it was a watered-down Canada. They rested some players, which I think demonstrates that this team's now finally got some real depth. But Germany didn't play well, and I wonder, the cynic in me wonders if Germany didn't really mind losing that game. They've got an easier match now against China, I believe it is, in the next round. Canada may have been better off finishing second. Now they're playing France, who are an excellent, excellent team. So listen, there's two arguments, momentum in tournaments. Win them all. You've got to win them all to win a medal anyway, right? Or maybe you manage the tournament and you don't win that match. But listen, they beat Germany for the first time. It's great. They can beat France. That'd be incredible. But France are the big favorites in that one.
The people say, well, they beat France 4 years ago to win the bronze. We all forget that France completely dominated that game. And then we got the late goal from Sophie Schmidt. I believe the shots on goal were 27-3 4 years ago. Now, these are different versions of the team, to be sure. Janine Becky has you know, jumped onto the scene, and she's our leading goal scorer right now. But it is a tough matchup. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, and listen, the one 4 years ago, it was just this incredible lightning in a bottle type of thing. You know, they found ways to win games that they shouldn't necessarily have won. France being the prime example of that. This time around, they're a more complete team than they were 4 years ago. Sure, Sinclair's not what she was. Tancredi's not what she was, but they're still very good players. And like I mentioned, they've got more depth now, and Becky's emerging as this top player in the world scene. But you're playing France. Listen, like I said, they can win that game, absolutely, but it'd be a big surprise. And they're winning differently now than they were 4 years ago.
It's interesting. Like, it has been the women taking over at these games, and I love it. But I mean, I'd love our basketball team to be there, but guys didn't show and they didn't win in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. So we get behind the women. Our national men's soccer team is not on the radar, so we cheer for these girls, and they've become our heroes. The rugby team did not make it, even though we have a pretty decent rugby team.
We do, yeah.
But the rugby sevens, they kind of captivated everything. Our field hockey team is no good. Like, it's been a lot about the women at this event.
Yeah, it really has. It's great. So what is the reason for that? That's the big question. I mean, is there a disconnect between the men's and the women's programs? Are the men's programs simply stronger around the world compared to the women's programs? Who knows what it is? But, give John Herdman credit with the women's team. He came aboard 4 or 5 years ago now, and his big thing was, listen, yeah, sure, we want to do well in tournaments now. Of course we do. But this is for the future. We've got to build and develop and give kids an opportunity and a pathway to succeed, right? And he's seeing that now. We're seeing these kids coming through, and he'll admit now that maybe we'll see the real fruits of his labors in 10 years' time. You know, the men's program has, you know, often, you know, reaching obstacles every single year. There's issues at every level of Canadian soccer, although there is light. I do believe that there is, you know, hope there. But maybe you need someone like John Herdman in power with some authority in the men's game to implement these changes, because it's clearly working for the women's game.